Well, I think there may have been an issue with our text platform. There was nothing that came in from 8 o'clock yesterday until 8 o'clock this morning, and it just hit. So,
well, I have to say, with everything going in the news, if there's nothing there, then it's not working.
There's definitely an extreme delay because both of these text questions that came in just popped up on our screen, but the timestamp is 8 o'clock this morning and 8:10. Both questions that we'll save for our 10 o'clock hour. They're home improvement questions we'll get to. So if you've texted to us at all today, don't assume we got it. I would say just forward that text to our info@rosieonthehouse.com email address. We'll see it there. We can address it. We did a little impromptu promotion giveaway with a tree via question at the end of last hour. So everyone that participated in that, we did not get your answer. Forward that to info. We'll mention it at the close of this segment, or maybe we'll hold it into the beginning of the 10 o'clock hour because we've got Willie on the line. I don't know that we've given the phone number out at all this hour. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. When the auto attendant answers, just hit the one button that'll bypass the auto attendant and you'll get into the studio. And now would be a great time as we're going into our 10 o'clock hour here in the next segment, our open line hour, open home hour, open to you, the Arizona homeowner. Whatever you want to talk about your home, castle, or cabin, but let's wrap up this hour. Our topic is planting to attract wildlife. And Willie would like to join the conversation calling in from Levine. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What'd you call in for?
I was calling to find out about the trees at the shade tree program that you're going to be discussing today and how to pick up trees.
Okay. Do you know who your utility provider is? Are you an SRP customer?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. Well, you can go to rosieonthehouse.com and our events tab. It's the SRP customers click on that. And the dates there are today, Saturday at 10 o'clock, Wednesday at noon, and Saturday, March 6th. So you've got three different times you can go, but there are some specific things to know before you go just randomly pick it up. I guess there's certain areas that you have to plant it.
Well, first of all, it says you have to attend a workshop and earn two trees. We talked in the 8 o'clock hour about how important it is to plant trees correctly. We can kill trees pretty quickly just by planting them the wrong way. So they want to make sure that you have success with your tree. So you take this workshop, and it is required in order to get them. So you go on that website, srpnet.com, and sign up for a workshop on one of those three dates Romy just mentioned. And then you must be a current SRP customer, and then you have to agree to these things. Now, Roma, this almost sounds like adopting a pet, okay? So you have to make sure you have the legal right to put that tree on your property. That has been an issue in the past.
Like if you're renting it from a homeowner.
Right, and you have to make sure they're okay with that, or if you're in an apartment or whatever. You have to plant the tree on the south, west, or east side of your home, because they want to make sure it's really going to provide the shade, because that's what they're giving them out for. You have to plant them within 15 feet of an exposed exterior wall or window. Now, Romy, what is the parameter for planting a tree when we talk about foundations?
Typically, what we tell everybody is whatever height the tree is going to be, that's the distance away from the foundation in a perfect world.
Okay.
15 feet away on a Palo Verde, is that root zone going to cause any trouble to your foundation? Maybe 1 in 10,000 might. I would be more concerned about where the drain lines are. And if you're on a septic, making sure you don't plant that where those roots are going to get into the leach lines.
And they can go a long way. So those are things to think about for that part of it. You have to have the ability to care for the tree. And you have not previously received trees from the SRP Shade Tree Workshop. So, like I said, kind of like adopting a pet, you have to agree to those things. But take the class. It'd be so worth it. Looks like the class is... I didn't see that there's a fee. And then you get the two trees to bring home. And they are between, 4 to 6 foot saplings. So it's a nice size little tree to bring home.
And are these classes online or are they in person? I got the impression they're online this time.
You know what? Online Zoom webinar is what it says.
Okay. So one is starting here in just about 5 minutes.
And it's closed, yeah.
Oh, it's already closed. Mm-hmm. So then you can sign up for Wednesday, February 24th at noon, or Saturday, March 26th, again at 10 a.m. So we appreciate you tuning in, Willie. Hopefully you apply to all those pre-existing conditions and you're able to get a couple trees planted in your yard. If not, you're in Levine, a great local nursery out there is Elgin on 83rd Avenue and McDowell. Has a lot of great native plants and a lot of good desert adapted plants and fruit trees as well.
I hope people are inspired today. Just lots of good things to think about and, you know, get your mind out of the computer, outside, wildlife, plants, trees. It's just so good for your heart, soul, your eyes, everything.
I like those programs you mentioned, the one getting your yard certified as
National Wildlife Federation. You can have your garden in your yard as a certified as a habitat, wildlife habitat.
And then the other one was a bird count?
Yeah, bird count is just this week, 12th to the 15th. 15 minutes, go to birdcount.org and participate in that international program. And then you can also count monarchs. So that's online as well.
Bird count, Ramsey Canyon, stay the night, get the pot.
There you go. 10 o'clock hour coming up. If you've got a question on your home, castle, or cabin, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.